let's review. Our daf began by analyzing several statements and halachas mentioned on the previous daf. The Gemara mentioned on daf Yudalad, Yodches Gazru Ubi Yodches Nechleku. They enacted 18 rules and disagreed about 18 rules, which the Gemara now explains to mean that originally they disagreed on all 18 issues. However, after a vote in which the Beis Shammai prevailed over the Beis Hillel, all agreed to enact these 18 rules. The Gemara also mentioned on daf Yudalad that B'shloishim Mekoyim is Nechleku Shammai Behil. Hillel and Shammai themselves, as opposed to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, argued only three times. Our Gemara now lists those three machlokes. The first one is about the minimum amount of dough one must need to become obligated in Afrashas Challah, separating Challah. Shammai Yomer Mikav Challah, V'Hillel Yomer Mikavayim. Shammai says you must take Challah when you make a dough of one kav, and Hillel says you don't have to take Challah until you make a dough of two kavim. The second machlokes between Hillel and Shammai is about the amount of drawn water that will disqualify a mikvah. According to Hill, if you put mayim shuv in the amount of a hin, which is three kavan, into a mikveh that does not yet have a full 40 saw, the mikveh is possible disqualified. Shammai Omer tisha kavan. According to Shammai, you need to pour in 9 kavan of mayim shuv to disqualify a mikveh. And the third machalik between Hill and Shammai is regarding hilchas nida. Shammai Omer kol hanoshim dayin shaitin. According to Shammai, when a woman notices a discharge, she is considered a nida from the time she noticed it only, and not retroactively. However, Hillel says that when a woman notices a discharge, we suspect that she may have become a nida earlier but did not notice until later. Therefore, she is considered tummy retroactively from her last clean examination, and anything she had touched since then is considered to be tummy as well. The Gemara points out that we actually find two more machlekes between Hillel and Shammai. Regarding a carbon brought on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel hold that you do smicha, leaning on the animal, whereas Beis Shammai hold that you did not do smicha. Now, however, it's not listed among the three because this is not an original machlekes of Hillel and Shammai, but was already argued by the Chacham of earlier generations. The other machlekes is regarding haboitzer legas, one who's harvesting grapes for the purpose of making wine. And in the handling of the grapes, some of the juice gets squeezed out, wetting the grapes. Shammai holds that the grapes getting wet in this way render them susceptible to becoming tameh, whereas Hillel holds that they do not become susceptible to becoming tameh. This machlokes is also not listed among the other three, because in the end, Hillel agreed with Shammai in this matter. Think of my next quotes from a braisa that was mentioned on Daf Yudalem Beis, which listed 5 decrees that were enacted by some of the earlier Tanoim known as Zugois, peers mentioned in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Yosef ben Ye'ez ish Tzreda, v'Yosef ben Yochan and ish Yerushalayim, gozru tumal eretz ha'amim v'akleis chuchas. They decreed that the land outside Eretz Yisrael is considered Tameh because the Gentiles were not careful in marking their graves. They also decreed that the glassware can become Tameh. Now, was it actually Yosef ben Ye'ez and Yosef ben Yochan who enacted this decree? The Rabban in the era of 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni were the ones who enacted this decree, as we see in the following statement of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, that gives the following timeline. 180 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Roman Empire began to dominate Eretz Yisrael. 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Gozru Tumal Eretz Ha'amim V'Akleis Chuchas. They decreed Tuma on Chutzlaretz and on glassware. 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, Golsula Sanhedrin v'yashvula b'chanuyis. The Sanhedrin moved from the Lishkes Hagazas to a building on the Har HaBayis called Chanuyis. Shloidonu din nefashis, because they no longer wanted to judge capital cases. Now, Yosef ben Ye'ez and Yosef ben Yochanan lived a long time before that 80-year period. In addition, we have another statement that says, Ba'usha Gaza, the Rabban of Usha actually made this decree. The era of Usha was sometime after Churban Bayis Sheni. To summarize, we find this decree to be attributed to 3 distinct eras that are years apart. The Gemara answers that this decree actually evolved in 3 stages. Asu inu gazer agusha litlois va'avir v'loiklum. Now at first, Yosef ben Ye'ez and Yosef ben Yochanan decreed that soil of Eretz Am is tameh, and truma which touches it either by being taken out of Eretz Yisrael or a clump of soil is brought into Eretz Yisrael, the truma becomes tameh, but only to the extent that you must set the truma aside, but not burn it. However, they did not decree any truma on the airspace of Eretz Am. For instance, if one would carry truma out of Eretz Yisrael in the wagon so that it does not touch the ground, the airspace of Eretz Am does not make the truma tameh. the Truma is still considered completely Tara, pure. Now later, Vasra Abban and Deshmoin Mishana Gozra Idivi Idi Litlis, the Abban of 80 years before Chubin Bayi Sheni, came along and modified the decree. They said that in both cases, whether the soil touches Truma or you bring Truma into the airspace of Eretz Am, the Truma becomes tummy to the extent that you have to set it aside. In other words, they added Avira, the airspace, to the original Gzera. After that, V'asu B'usha Gazra Agusha Lisroif V'aviru Kedekoi Koi. The Rabban of Usha modified this decree once again. They said that if the soil touches Truma, you must burn the Truma. But they did not modify the Gzera regarding the airspace of Eretz Am. They agreed that the Truma must only be set aside. The Gemara next addresses the second decree, that glassware can become tummy. The Gemara asks, my time of Gazra B'Rabban Tuma. Now, what is the reason for this decree? After all, in the Torah, glass does not become tummy. The answer is Amar B'Yochanan Amar Shlokish. Hoyl v'tchilas b'riyasa min achoyl shavin rabban k'klicheres. Since it's made from sand, which is from the earth, the rabban considered it to be like an earthenware vessel, which can become tameh. If so, asked the Gemara, glassware should be also considered like earthenware in that once it becomes tameh, it can never become tar by tefillah, only by being broken. And we learn the Mishnah, which says that glassware can, yes, become tar by immersion in the mikvah. The Gemara answers that this Mishnah is referring to a case of shenikvu v'hitiv l'teichen aver. The glass vessel got a hole in it, which was then filled with lead. Since the metal plug is what makes it usable, it is now considered klimatches, a metal vessel, which of course can become tar by immersion in a mikvah.